USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has signed a bill that will provide COVID relief and will fund the federal government through next September. The massive $2.3 trillion package was passed by Congress last week, but the president surprised many by asking Congress to amend the bill in order to increase the size of stimulus checks for most Americans to $2,000. The bill signed Sunday night contains a payment of $600. With the president's signature, billions of dollars in aid, including federal unemployment programs, can begin to be distributed. Another government shutdown has also been avoided, as the federal government was set to run out of funding at midnight on Tuesday. Police in Lebanon, Tennessee, investigated a box truck that was playing a similar message to the one the RV in Nashville played before exploding. Police received a call about the truck Sunday morning, which was parked at a convenience store. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies stopped the truck and detained the driver, closing a highway for several hours while the truck was investigated. No explosives were found in the truck, and the driver is currently being questioned. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.